Victory 91.5. That is Pat Barrett. Better is the name of the song. Better than I can imagine. Life became better than I could imagine 12 years ago today.
That's right.
I thought life was okay, but turns out I was
wrong.
Searching off.
turns out I was wrong.
I was searching after things that just wouldn't satisfy me. And over the phone, September 26, 2006, 12 years ago today, somebody told me about Jesus. Ray Haynes is in teaching on...
Today's the day?
Today's the day.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Very cool.
Oh.
This is when he started a tabernacle with you.
That's right.
How appropriate is that?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Feast of Tabernacles today.
Mm. And speaking of treasure, that is it. That's the treasure. There's no greater treasure than that right there. And here's what he says in Isaiah 45. I'll give you the treasure of darkness, hidden riches of secret places. I mean, it's just all around us, and we just walk right by it. Mm-hmm. That you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by your name, am the God of Israel. So first things first, let's look at the treasure and riches that God has hidden in the darkness of secret places. How cool this is. God supplies provision, sufficiency, riches, wealth, whatever. Put the et cetera there and capitalize it. Each in their proper time and place according to his will and the needs of his kingdom. Mm. That's a big if right there. He does it for his will, for his kingdom. Exodus 19. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. Now notice that you are God's idea of a treasure. You're it. You are the treasure. This is the day God looked at David and went, you're the one. You're the one. Treasure is in a class of its own. It's highly prized. This is the definition. It's highly prized, even priceless, and kept secure. That's what you do with treasure. Likewise, riches implies an amount beyond what meets a need. It's a quantity considered more than sufficient. Luke 5, when Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, this is when they had the great catch of fish, depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, because of the catch of the fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, fear not, from now on you will catch men. So when they brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. I mean, they didn't say, man, let's start this business off right now. They dropped it all and said, oh, we have found the treasure because we realize where your eyes are focused. Sukkot is a festival about rejoicing in the blessings that God has provided. But let's be sure our focus is on the Lord of blessing instead of the blessings. We say that all the time, but yeah, it's so important. Tithes. This was a real cool concept within the Feast of Tabernacles. You start with 100%, and there are two tithes. The first tithe, specifically for the Levites, pastors, churches, however you want to look at that. The second tithe is for you to enjoy and use to be a blessing and honor God. This is one that we oftentimes forget about, but Deuteronomy 14, be sure to set aside a tenth of all that your fields produce each year. Eat the tithe of your grain. So write that. Eat the tithe. New wine and olive oil, the firstborn of your herds and flocks in the presence of the Lord your God at the place he will choose as a dwelling for his name, so that you may learn to revere the Lord your God always. I mean, everything that you get, God wants you to take a part of that and rejoice with him in it, and he's given it for you. So you give that tenth, but you also take that and you rejoice with him, whether it's for your family or however you slice that. But if that place is too distant, you've been blessed by the Lord your God and cannot carry your tithe because the place where the Lord will choose to put his name is so far away, then exchange your tithe for silver. Take the silver with you. Go to the place the Lord your God will choose. Use the silver to buy whatever you like. Cattle, sheep. Did you hear that? Whatever you like. Buy whatever you like, cattle, sheep, wine, or other fermented drink, or anything you wish. Then you and your household shall eat there in the presence of the Lord your God and rejoice. Do not neglect the Levites living in your towns, for they have no allotment or inheritance of their own. So this really cool concept comes along. Make sure you rejoice. But oh, by the way, every time you have something, take part of it and rejoice with me. Make sure you thank me and don't forget to give.
Well, that is some powerful stuff here on the Feast of Tabernacles. And this is a time we'd normally pray. So, you know, just thinking about what God said in Isaiah 45, that you may know that I, the Lord, who call you by name. And there may be somebody who hasn't heard that God called them by name.
It reminds me when we were in Israel, a favorite on my ring, I got I replaced my wedding ring with that verse from Song of Solomon, I am my beloved's and my beloved is mine. And our tour guide was named David as well, and he said, that's what my beloved means, is David. So this literally means, I am my David's and my David is mine. So that verse, he's even built it in constantly to remind us that he's tied our name into to his deep, deep love. Hey, Leanna, would you mind praying?
Absolutely.
Because, you know, especially on his birthday, if there's ever anyone that could give thanks for who he is and what he's done, it's got to be the one he's tied him to.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you, God, first and foremost, that we are just so grateful and thankful for what you have done for us, that you sent your son, Jesus, for each one of us, that you sacrificed him, that he chose to give his life, to shed his blood so that he could reconcile us and that we can be in relationship with you again, Father, just like the garden, just like you had established. And Lord, for those that are running away from you, that have denied you, we just thank you that you do know them by name and you desire to be in relationship with them. Lord, we rejoice this day, today, that you know and knew David's name, that you called him out, that you plucked him from the path of destruction, God, that you are holding him in relationship with you, sustaining him. Lord, we just thank you so much that you call us not just to salvation with you, but to rejoice in our relationship with you, to take part in relationship with you, Lord. God, I just know in my heart that you are doing a work right now in someone's car or in their home, that you are digging up the soil in their heart to ready the seed of the gospel, of the truth of who you are, Jesus, to be planted into their hearts, to change not just their eternity, but their yesterday, their today, and their tomorrow here on earth. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you chose to make a place and dwell among us, and that you are our dwelling place, God. So as we celebrate you today, we just ask that you would do a miraculous work bringing those back in relationship with you that have denied you, that have run from you, and that have fallen away from you, God. So we thank you. We rejoice in your holy, righteous, and precious name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, that may be you, and maybe God's calling you by name for the first time today. And we would have the same spiritual birthday. So,
that's kind of cool.
So if you want to call and let us pray for you to trust in Jesus for the first time, 770-781-9150, 770-781-9150 will be the greatest day of your life.
This is Mike Martin of Milton Martin Toyota in Gainesville.